WA3DST, Cape May.
Hello, Doug, WA3YNW.
Good morning, Bill. How are things down your way? What's new with you?
Well, it's a little fair and cooler here today. It's about 77 degrees now. And the 590 is gone. They got it yesterday, and so I'm waiting to hear what's going on with that. So, that's been probably the big thing going on around here at that rate.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, I'm glad to hear you got it down there. And did you write him a little note about, the fact that it's been there before for the same problem?
Oh, yes, indeed. You better believe I did. But we'll see what happens when they get it done. No, last time I tried, I left it off for about a couple weeks and turned it on the other day, and it would do nothing. It would light up, and that was it. No receive, no transmit, nothing. So hopefully that's the way they'll get it. Maybe they'll be able to pinpoint it this time.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want it to be totally failed, and then they won't have any question about the fact that it's got a problem. Well, we've been down in Cape May here for several days, and enjoying it down here. It's a lot cooler than up in the city. And I think today, I haven't been outside yet, but it's supposed to be a lot less humid, but maybe not too much cooler.
Yeah, that's what they were saying on the night. So, yeah, it's probably having a good time down there right now, close to the seashore. Yeah, I wish I was there with you. I used to enjoy that, Douglas.
Yeah, we had quite a few visitors at our luncheon on Wednesday. We had about 28 for breakfast or brunch, I guess you would call it, on Wednesday. So it was really nice. All right, I'm going to stand by here for the net. Good morning. This is the Bruce Kelly Antique Wireless Association Memorial Net, which meets every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9:30 a.m. on this frequency, 3837. Conditions look like, at least right now, that they're today, so hopefully we'll copy everyone. The net is open to anyone that wishes to check in, discussion of old radio and many other topics. So we'll start this morning with a four call letter area. Any stations in the four call letter area, WA3DSP, Cape May. Oh, I don't hear Paul this morning. Well, I have Bill, WA3YNW. Any other three call letter area check-ins for the net this morning? WA3DSP.
WA8FPK.
Whiskey 3, Juliet Whiskey.
W3OLV.
Okay, our usual suspects, WA3YNW, WA8FTK, W3JW, and W3OLD. Good morning to all of you on this beautiful morning here in Cape May. We'll go to the two call letter area for check-ins to the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP.
K2TQN.
Okay, good morning, John. Good signal here this morning, and it was good seeing you on Wednesday. John came up and visited us for brunch on Wednesday. Any other check-ins from, well, I'll go to the one call letter area. It's not likely I'm going to hear anybody this morning, but we'll try. Anybody in the one call letter area wishing to check in, WA3DSP. Okay, anybody from anywhere that I missed for the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP. I don't know if I was hearing things, but I thought I heard somebody there. Try again, WA3DSP. may have been some interference there. Is anybody, any relays for the net, WA3DSB?
K2TQN, that was Kilo Charlie 8, Hotel, Foxtrot Hotel, I think.
Okay, Kilo Charlie 8, Hotel Foxtrot Hotel, do you copy WA3DSP?
KC8HFH, K2TQN. No copy now.
Sorry, gentlemen, there, I had to retune my radio. How do you hear this station now? This is Kilo Charlie 8. Hotel, Foxtrot Hotel, Dale, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I've got you there. Where did you say you were located? I think you said your name was Bill, right?
Negative, that's Dale. Delta Echo Lima Lima. I'm in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, just north of Philadelphia.
Okay, Dale, very good. I haven't heard your call before. What town are you located in? What town? Go ahead.
Okay, the town is called Levittown, which is Bristol Township, Lower Bucks County in Pennsylvania.
Okay, very good. Very good. My home QTH, Dell, is Richboro, Pennsylvania. So we're neighbors. And my wife grew up in Levittown. I take it you used to live out in Eightland, or is that a vanity call? Go ahead.
Yeah, I've lived here for the last about 20 years, but I got my call when I was in West Virginia, and all. I'm a 20-year military man, so I've been all over the place. Back to you.
Okay, very good, Dale. Well, very nice to meet you, and welcome to Bucks County, I guess. You've been there for a while, but that's great. And as I said, I'm my home QTH is Richboro, near the Spread Eagle Inn there at 332 and 232, just north of that. And we get up there and down here back and forth all year round. I'm down in Cape May right now. I'm actually transmitting from Cape May and listening to you from Richboro. So your signal's not real strong. I hope everybody else can copy you. This is the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, and we get on here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:30, and you're always welcome to join in and discuss whatever you want to discuss. So do you want to be in our roundup this morning, Adele? Go ahead.
Well, if you'll excuse me for not entering in this morning, I've been working on some antennas, and basically for 80 meters and all, and you got a real good signal from you, and I was able to copy some of the other guys pretty much. So I'll just say thank you for letting me enter in this morning, and perhaps on the next time at the net, I'll be able to have something substantial, you know, to add to the net there. So this is KC8HF8. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, very good. Let me make sure I have your call down right. KC8HF, H is it, or HF? Maybe I don't have the last letter right. Go again.
Okay, that's Kilo Charlie 8. Hotel, Foxtrot Hotel. Copy.
Okay, yeah, I did have it correctly. I wanted to make sure. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Dell, and do come back. Your signal's not quite as strong as I would expect being in Levittown. I'm receiving in Richboro, and I would expect a stronger signal. I don't know how the other guys are copying you, but... we'll say 7-3, and you have a good day, WA3DSP. Okay, any other check-ins before we start the first round here for the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP? Okay, we'll start this morning with Bill, WA3YNW. to Larry, WA8FTK, to Jeff, W3JW, to Floyd, W3OLV, and finally to John, K2TQN. And it's beautiful down here in Cape May today, and looks like it's going to be a real nice weekend. So take it away, Bill, WA3YNW, WA3DSP, and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net.
Okay, let me turn this thing down. WA3DSP, AWA Bruce Kelly Net, WA3YNW. Okay, well, I had a fair copy on Dale, and Dale, nice hearing you on. Come back in here and join us later on when you get your antenna system. I think you were working on to get it straightened out. Anyway, had a little bit of a storm went through last night. It didn't amount to a whole lot. It did drop the temperature some, but and the humidity is sitting at 74%. It did a whole lot for that. So hopefully it'll cool down and dry a little bit more today anyway. Anyhow, I don't have too much more to add than that. I'm very seldom I get to be first on the list, so don't have too much to comment on right yet. So, anyway, signals are good, and turn over to Larry, WA8FTK, in the group to take it, WA3YNW.
Okay, Bill, WA3YNW, WA8FTK. Sorry we missed the next Wednesday morning, but it must have been a short one. Nothing but in the midnight oil, so to speak, for the past 2 or 3 days. I woke up, it was about, around 10 minutes till 10, and I heard, Paul and, Floyd talking, and, I guess I missed the net, but anyway, I'm not sure what the temperature is here, I haven't checked it, but it's supposed to be in the 90s the rest of the week. Fortunately, well, one good thing about that weather, the grass doesn't grow hardly any at all. I haven't had to mow the yard here for almost 2 weeks. And I usually have to mow it every week, 10 days. So I'm fortunate in that case. Winter Sin was released on the 29th, and I got my download around, sometime in the afternoon. It automatically downloaded because I hadn't signed up for it. But I didn't do anything with it until I had my hard drive cloned, because I knew there were going to be a few problems, and I wanted to iron them out before I stayed with it. So, I'm working with that. And, of course, our laptop, that's had Windows 10 on it almost since I got it on June 22nd. So we got the benefit of all the builds and all the updates and security patches, everything. It was coming out almost one every day. And now it's quieted down, so... I guess it's ready to go, but some people they've got an early download. They're already having some problems, but mine aren't major, just minor stuff. I was surprised when it was done. All of my icons were on my desktop in exactly the same location they were before, so that's the one thing I was pleased about. Well, enough about that. Pass it over to Jeff. W3JW is the group, WA8FTK.
Okay, no, Larry. WA8FTK and the AWA net, W3JW. I want to say good morning to Dell up there in Levittown. A nice medium signal down here in Virginia. And pleased to hear you in the net. Hope you will come back and join us. I missed the net on Wednesday too, Larry, so maybe it was a short net. The boy didn't get in the overtime there, I guess. And Yeah, we really haven't gotten any notifications on either our laptop that has Windows 8.1 or our PC, desktop PC that has Windows 7 about updating yet. I'm not in any big hurry, of course, but, you know, I thought it was going to be automatic and blah, blah, blah. Well, nothing's happening here, I'll put it that way. And we really don't want it to be until some of those problems that you alluded to are in the history book, shall we say. Well, I spoke with Mr. Bill, W2DGB, this morning
on the landline about an hour ago, just over an hour ago. And he's complaining about the hospital food and complaining about the pain and discomfort and whatnot, so that's me. It's getting better. Hi, hi. Anyway, he's anxious to complete the routine of rehab and get into his home QTH where he'll be able to join us here on the net. So Bill is coming right along. We had a bit of a shower there last night, too. And Bill, I think more of it went through your area than did here. But we got a pretty good wet down. And Larry, unfortunately, our grass hasn't ceased to grow. And since the ground is nicely wetted down, that means we'll probably be out on the lawnmower this afternoon once things dry out a little bit. And before the dust creeps back in, we have a very narrow window of opportunity where we like to cut the grass when it's not too wet so that the grass doesn't clump up and stick up under the deck and not so dry that you stir up a major dust storm when you go across. And I think that window will be open this afternoon. And it's supposed to be a little bit more tolerable out there today than it has been and will be later on into the weekend. So I think we should strike while the iron is hot. Other than that, not too much. So let's see what Mr. Floyd is up to. W3OLV and the group, W3JW.
W3JW and the group, W3OLV. Well, I'm up to eating the breakfast here. I have my oatmeal and bananas and a pear and raisins and vitamin pills and a glass of water. So we're doing two things at one time, breakfast and on the net. How about that? It's about, 78 degrees, and it's sunny out there. I went out to hook the antenna up, and I was surprised how pleasant it felt compared to other days. It's still up early, maybe, but boy, it's a lot better than it was a couple days from back. Quite an interesting story. I went bowling yesterday around, I left about 25 after 12 around noon there. I sub for the team. Our regular winter bowling don't start till I get back from AWA. Anyway, I got down to the end of my drive and it started to pour. And it was pouring so bad I could hardly see the road. I finally got up over the hill here, halfway to the bowling lane, and stopped raining. By the time I got to the lanes, the sun was out. And I looked at my car. I certainly got a free car wash. It did a beautiful job on my car. And when I got back home, I checked the old gauge. 2 inches of rain. So it all came down in 10 minutes or less, I believe. That's not too good. But everything was soaked around here. So we really had a good downpour. Let's see, I'll say good morning to Dell there if you're listening. You have a good night signal here in Lancaster County. We're not too far from you. And on Wednesday, Lynn had a brief report about activities at AWA. Things are going along pretty good there. Yeah, there wasn't too many people on Wednesday, but a short net. You people got in late, you missed the boat. How about that? That's about it here. Not too much more to comment. Maybe I'll have more on the next go around. Turn it over to you, John. The tongue twister, K2TQN, W3OLV. How's it down your way?
W3OLV in the group, K2TQN. Well, it's nice today comparably to the last couple of days. My wife says that she's been outside working this morning. She says she's starting to feel the heat, but it's better than yesterday. So that part's good. I haven't gone outside yet. So Wednesday, Doug and I met for breakfast, and boy, there was an awful lot of people there. They had guests show up, and some people that haven't been there in a while showed up. That was me. And we had a really good time. And we talked all about you guys while we were there, just between Doug and I. That's a secret. So that's what we were doing. Over to you, Doug, K2TQN.
K2TQN and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net WA3DSP. Yeah, we talked about a lot of things, and you can imagine how noisy it is when you have 28 people, and it's a big, long table. Well, it's actually a bunch of smaller tables all put together, but everybody's trying to talk, and you really can't hear anybody more than two or three people away from you. But, you know, we have our little discussions in our own groups that sit together. That's the unfortunate thing about a gathering like that. While you're eating your meal, you really only get to talk to a few of the people. There's other people that are all the way down the at the other end of the table, and you don't really hear what they're saying. But we always have a great time, and I'll tell you, the Cape May County Amateur Radio Club, they know how to socialize, that's for sure. They have these breakfast meetings every week, and we get together for coffee on Sunday nights, and that's usually about 6 to 10 people at a donut shop in Cape May Courthouse. And of course, we have our meetings once a month also. This is something that not too many clubs can do, because most clubs have members that are working. And we are basically a retirement club. Not too many people in our club are still employed. They're mostly retired and probably over the age of 65, most everybody in the club. It would be interesting to take an average age of our club. That's something I ought to bring up. We'll just throw everybody's age in a hat and get the average. It is a very, very nice club. And because we're in a resort area here, we do get a lot of visitors in the summer especially. And this week in particular, we got visitors, more visitors than normal. A lot of people were down on vacation, and we had the president of the Philmont Mobile Radio Club, WA3GM, was present, and quite a few other people that don't normally come. All right, I did get my journal, and believe it or not, I took it to the luncheon, and don't you know, John, I stuck it down on the floor with that disc, and I with so much confusion there at the end that I left it there, and Bill told me they're holding it for me, so I got to go over there today and pick it up. I went last night, nobody knew where it was. So, I don't know. They're kind of confused over there. Hopefully, I'll be able to get it back today. On the Windows update, I would think that if you do normal updates, like of Windows 7, if you're doing your updates and so forth, you should have a little Windows icon. It's a three panes, you know, like three square white window panes down in your bar, at the bottom bar near the clock on the right. There should be, that should be in there. And if you click on that, it'll ask you if you want to update. That's not something I'm going to do. I'm going to definitely, probably not do it on my Windows 7 computers. I've got this attitude, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. And I think if I went to 10, it would be with a new computer sometime in the future, and not doing it with an update. I don't like updates. I'd rather do a full install. And boy, your breakfast sounds really good. I don't normally eat oatmeal in the summer. I just don't feel like the cooking. But in the winter, I usually often have oatmeal. And that's a very, very healthy thing that you do there, to have that that fruit and oatmeal in the morning. Breakfast is a very important meal. All right, before we start the second round, do we have any other check-ins for the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP, KMA?
Yeah, would you kindly check in K3 George Baker Abel? Got up a little late this morning. And I'll say best 7-3 all around, and everybody sounds good here this morning. K3GBA in and out, and good morning especially to Doug and AB.
Okay, very good, Sam. K3GBA, WA3DSP, KMAY. And good signal, of course, I'm receiving on my receiver in Richboro, so you're right around the corner. We did have a station check-in this morning, Sam, from Levittown. He was in and out also. KC8 Hotel, Foxtrot Hotel, and new to me, so hopefully he may check in more in the future. Any other check-ins for the net, WA3DSP? Okay, nothing heard. I might also add that I am recording the net this morning. I do that every once in a while. It's very easy for me to do when I'm down here in Cape May, because I put it in record on my SDR receiver in Richboro, and then it saves it to a file here on my computer, the internet. So look for it on the internet. With the same lineup, WA3YNW, WA8FTK, W3JW, W3OLV, and K2TQN. So back over to you, John. Bill, and you'll have to give us the rundown when you get your TS-590 back. I'm very interested to find out what they found. WA3YNW, WA3DSP, KMAY.
Okay, Doug, real fine. WA3DSP, AWA, Bruce Kelly, WA3YNW. Yes, as Doug just said, I sent 390 off the other day. They got it yesterday. Got an email from them. So, also, I'm interested, too, to find out. I'm rather curious. This would be the second time that she's been down there. Hopefully, it'll be the last. I don't know. But anyway, we'll just have to cross our fingers to see what happens. Hopefully, the bill won't be too outrageous anyway. Even though it's out of warranty, I wrote a nice little note in there. Kind of warm around the edges in some spots. It's hard to say what will come about of it. Yeah, so with all that breakfast you're eating, you'll be good to go for the rest of the day. My gosh. Now, I haven't had mine yet. I don't generally eat till generally after the net's over with. Never was one for getting up out of bed and going to the dinner table and having something to eat. Just couldn't do it. Now, after I'm up for an hour or two and a couple cups of coffee, then that's a different story. I can probably could eat the cabin off the boat or something. As far as the windows are concerned, I have Windows 7 on this machine, and I want to stay with it. It's been doing real good, and I like the program of all of them that I've had. This one, to me, I like the best. So, as the saying goes, if it's not broke, don't fix it, as Doug was just saying a while ago. Okie doke, nice to hear about Bill. Yeah, if he's fussing and complaining some, then that means he's probably doing all right. Wonder how much longer he's got to stay in there. Jeff, you didn't mention that. Of course, maybe he didn't tell you either. They probably don't know themselves. It depends on how he comes along with it as to what they do. So today is Friday. They might turn him loose, or they might keep him a couple more days. So anyway, our best to him, and I want to give him a call probably a little later on today. Maybe catch him close to noon time. Right, 11:30 or so, that'll be okay. So with that, we'll turn it over to Larry, and I'll pass on 7-3, and we'll have a nice weekend. And we'll see you on Monday, when Captain Jeff has the helm. WA8FTK in the group, take it. WA3YNW.
WA3YNW, WA8FTK. Well, the temperature here is 82 outside and 87 inside. For some reason, it's always warmer inside than it is outside. And opening the windows doesn't help much because of humidity. So, we just leave them closed, and we have one of our air conditioners on, and we keep it set around 87. Except sometimes at night it gets pretty humid, and we got to crank it up, you know, maybe to 85. But I don't think I've ever had it set lower than 82. And I know our local utility there, Delmarva Power and Light, they had this little advertisement of this on there about what can I do to save energy. And I'm doing everything that they're telling me to do. But there's still people that are using more than I am. And that's based on the same size house. So they must be total gas or something. I don't know. Because I don't use my oven. Very seldom use the range. The air conditioner runs, but it's just blowing air. So, anyway. And, Jeff, the reason I got automatic downloads is because I'm a part of the Windows Insider program. I guess they decided this time they were going to open it up to anybody. It used to be on previous bills, so I've had every word that's 3 except for this, except for N, E, and this, and H. They had a 4 good individual. That were in the, the beta testing in age or era. So I guess now they've got everybody that wants to get in and have an interest. Before they release it. So whenever there's a new build or something comes out, I get it. I get updates before they, make updates to the final release because they're checking these things out to see if there's any problems before they do a final release. What I understand, there's one thing on there that a lot of people don't like. It's all OneDrive, where everything on your documents and stuff like that is all stored on Microsoft servers. Well, mine aren't. I mean, I never turned it on. And when you set it up, they ask you about 10 questions. A lot of it has to do with privacy. So I, since I'm a private person, I just said no, 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 no. Most of them were no's. So, anyway, let's see. So I don't have too much more. We got to do some work inside. We got to defrost the bridge. Got to defrost the refrigerators. The refrigerator's manual defrost is the regular defrost, and the freezer port is a manual defrost. My freezer's a manual defrost. So we got to get those things done. And then we got some soups that we got to make up and some other goodies and a little straightening up in the house. And, that'll be my chores for the weekend when I'm not on a nap. So we're back over to you, Jeff, W3JWW8FDK.
Okey-doke, Larry, W8FDK, and the group, W3JW, very fine on all. And a good morning to Sam. Nice signal down here as usual, Sam. And, on Windows 10, we keep our 8.1 laptop thoroughly updated. Still haven't seen any invitation to update Chen. We're familiar with the fact that little icon should appear in the lower toolbar. And same way with my Windows 7 desktop. No icon
inviting me to commence the update process if ever appears. Needless to say, this doesn't bother me at all because I'm sort of like you, Larry. I would answer no to probably all those questions too. As a matter of fact, if there are enough problems and there are some negative aspects of Windows 10, like the automatic update, which you cannot refuse to take. So as I do manual updates on my computers at my request, because I don't like the things running in the background, my broadband is not infinitely broad, and I can detect when downloading is going on. It slows me down if I'm out doing something on my home page. So I don't allow automatic updates to go on in the background. I set aside a period of time, and I do the update and let it go full steam ahead and then go back into the manual update mode. Anyway, since we're not gung-ho about this thing in any way, shape, or form, we'll just wait for that little icon to appear. And if it doesn't, after about 9 months, then we'll begin to get serious about going out and searching it down. And like I say, if there are enough problems and negativity about Windows 10 by then, I'll answer their whole question with a great big fat no, Larry. Just like Doug is indicating, possibly. Anyway, let's see, I had one other thing that I was going to throw out here for the benefit of all. Oh, Bill, on your TS-590, yeah, I'm sorry you had to send that thing back in once again, but I got a preliminary report. They sent it to me by mistake, and there was some crab meat stuck down in the CPU and a shrimp stuck in the keyboard, so that's what the problem was. You're going to have to stop eating at the operating position. Hi. Anyway, Floyd, you got a free wash job. Very good. I guess what you didn't get, though, is a free dry-off, did you? They have these automatic machines at a lot of the dealerships, and the so-called benefit when you buy a car, you get free wash jobs for life if, of course, you go to the dealer. And they, they have these wheels that bump up the flat surfaces, but when they get through, nobody dries the car off. They just blow air over it 900 miles an hour, and it blows it dry. Hi. I guess after your rainstorm, if you just run the speed up to about 100 miles an hour, she would have dried right off. W3OLV in the net. W3JW. Everybody have a good weekend.
W3JW in the net. W3OLV. Okay, I forgot to add one more item to my breakfast. I had a handful of raisins in that oatmeal to top it off, so I thought I'd comment on that. Yeah, let's see, what else do we have here? I had a couple of notes here, but I can find them. Well, other than the raisins, I mean. Oh, there's minor QSB on this second go-around, but nothing objectionable, no problem copying. Everyone's solid copy. And I had another, boy, Mike's scribbling so bad here, can't even read it. I had another comment here. Well, can't read it, so we'll have to say that's about it here. Nice net, enjoyed it, and looking forward to many more here. So guess we turn it over to you, John, and we'll say good morning to everyone. K2TQN, the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net. W3OLV, good morning.
Okay, good morning, Floyd.
This is K2TQN. A reminder for anybody that's interested, the Berryville Ham Fest is
Saturday,
and I'm not going, unfortunately. I'd love to go. I'm betwixt and between, but I'm just not going to be able to go because that would require somebody going with me and an overnight stay. It's just too long to drive two ways. It's hard enough to drive home after that big chicken lunch they have out there. That's really great. Doug, I sent you an email with a computer newsletter that I get. It's very highly rated, and it has a lot of information on upgrading, in this issue, upgrading to Windows 10. It's a free subscription, and I get it almost every week, and it's loaded with good information. I used to delve into it every word, but not so much anymore that I'm getting older. But I know you'll probably want to take a look at it. And if you want to subscribe, it's free, or you can pay for one that has more information. But the free one is, I think, just good enough. So we'll say 7-3s to everybody. We'll see everybody again on Monday, we hope. And back to you, Doug, K2TQN.
W3JW, Burrysville is on Sunday, John, not Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. You're right. Thank you.
Okay, where is Burrysville, John?
It's near Harper's Ferry, between near what? They were West Virginia and Virginia come together there.
Okay, very good. Well, that is a trip. K2TQN and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP in Cape May. Very good. Everybody's coming in quite well this morning, and I guess I should knock wood, but what I'll tell you, our conditions have been very good this summer compared to past summers, as far as I can remember. QRN has been almost non-existent for our net, at least here. And signals have been quite good for this time of year. They weren't so good about a month or 6 weeks ago, and they seem to have gotten better. I don't know if it follows the lack of sunspots or not, but sunspot numbers are way down. Okay, do we have any last-minute check-ins or comments for the net, WA3DSP? I guess not. So we'll conclude the net here this morning and wish everybody a happy weekend. Tune in again on Monday when Jeff, W3JW, will be our net control at the same time at 9:30 on 3837. So 7-3 all, and have a great weekend. Stay cool and stay dry. WA3DLC, J-Bank.